Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Elder Scrolls has spent years establishing a deeply strange magical world from the ground up. From sweet rolls to saber cats, the games have everything a budding adventurer could ever want. And that obviously includes a varied population of freakish monsters to be slaying for when Smithing Daggers loses its shine. Of course, it is Skyrim that manages to hone Bethesda's take on a classic fantasy into something uniquely Elder Scrolls. Whilst it's decked out with your bog-standard dragons and boring old mages, there are all sorts of weird and wonderful beasties lurking in the shadows if you know where to go. With everything from ebony armored foes to tentacle-faced horrors, it is easy to get lost in the fascinating lore of these monsters. But what real-world inspiration conjured up their in-game appearances? Looking at the conceptual side of Skyrim then, let's crack open this monster manual and take a read of how the hell its strangest inhabitants were brought to life. Creepy folklore, legendary tales, and all too real terrors lie in wait. I am the Dragonborn Ash from What Culture Gaming, and these are the seven weirdest Skyrim enemies and what they represent. 7. Forsworn and Hercene. A collective group of wild people that roam the Reach, proclaiming their rights to the land, the Forsworn are the barbarians of Skyrim, dressed in skins and leather and wielding crude, savage weapons. Often, they'll be wearing a headdress comprised of either feathers or a deer skull, depending on their gender. These are the followers of Hercene, the god of the hunt, with the Forsworn dress inspired by the Daedra's own deer head protruding from his human body, with the Forsworn replicating his aesthetic as best they can through handcrafted garments. Hercene himself is arguably inspired by Cernuas of Celtic mythology, the horned god that is related back to witchcraft. He represents wilderness, sexuality, and the life cycle, which seems a fair description of Hercene across the Elder Scrolls games too. Whilst the whole man with antlers deal is replicated across many ideologies the world over, Hercene's constant reverence of the hunt makes it fair game for the Daedra to take on the form of a creature so closely associated with this chase. The Wild Hunt itself, from European folklore, also ties into this mythology, as a pack of spectral divine hunters that rule the skies in a perpetual, endless hunt, bringing bad omens in their wake. Since Hercene is the ruler of the hyper-aggressive Forsworn, and of course lycanthropes, their unpredictable, savage transformations would link nicely to the Wild Hunt, especially its phenomenon of stealing souls of the deceased, indoctrinating them into a never-ending war. 6. Draugr. Whilst a Draugr might seem like a corpse by any other name, they are surrounded by magical properties and folklore superstitions tied specifically to Skyrim itself, erring towards a calmer envisioning than that of Norse mythology. Draugr as a word simply translates to undead, which is no real surprise considering what we're working with, or a Genwalker from looking at languages from a similar geographical region. And whilst these zombie-like creatures are believed to be employed as warriors and servants under dragon priests and their kind from long ago in Skyrim, their real-life counterpart in Norse folklore sees them as protectors of treasure, living in burial mounds to guard their collective gold with magical abilities. These abilities could be anything from growing exponentially in size, to seeing the future, to shape-shifting, to controlling the weather, of which the latter ties nicely into their frost powers in the game. The Draugr of folklore are born out of being malicious whilst living and then propelled by jealousy and death, whereas the game counterparts just seem pissed that wanderers are consistently waking them up. In either case, these skeletal defenders are close to their legendary source material in all of the important ways, distilling Old Norse anxieties about death and turning them into pesky axe fodder to stipulate your gameplay. That is one way of facing your fears, at least. 5. Dwarven Centurion. As given away by their title, Dwarven Centurions share similarities with their namesake from the Roman Empire, where centurions were heralded as impressive troop leaders within the collective battle force. By nature then, centurions were a formidable part of the Roman army, high-ranking and revered by their peers as senior commanders that led by example, and recognisable by their horsehair helmet crest. They charged at the front of formations to prove their valour and worth time and time again, even if this was accompanied by a naturally high death rate. As for the Dwarven Centurions, they are clearly inspired by this trademark fighting prowess and notable headgear, having spun that into their own impressive foe for battle. But there is still more yet that the Dwemer creations drew upon to get their fully rounded behemoth. The dwarven metal that makes up the Dwemer creations is most closely recognised visually as bronze, the same material that made up the automaton Talos, who defended the Princess Europa in Greek mythology. Talos was issued as a protector, just as our very own Dwarven Centurions are, with the Greek creation a towering, giant humanoid made up of metal in much the same way. He was also established as the god of the sun and father to fire god Hephaestus by poet Cynathan, which goes some way to explaining the Centurion's weakness to fire magic. That Skyrim seems to have borrowed so heavily from Greek myth whilst putting a Roman name on top could be argued to mirror the reality of the Roman approach to creating their mythology too, funnily enough. 4. Seeker. Considering that Skyrim can be argued to take inspiration from literary works in other aspects of its creation, it makes sense that this would be taken the furthest when it comes to H.P. Lovecraft's writing. A giant of the written world and with a distinct approach to his cosmic horror creations, entering Apocrypha from the Dragonborn DLC is the closest one can get to opening up a page of the Cthulhu mythos and jumping into an actual visual environment crafted from Lovecraft's penmanship, with the Seekers being an integral part of establishing his unsettlingly strange vibe. And Seekers themselves, then, are tentacle-faced abominations that roam this plane of oblivion to attend their duty of protecting forbidden knowledge, locked away in the towering piles of books that can be seen stretching out into the distance. Drawing on the common theme of secrets and the unknowable driving men insane, the Seekers are a physical embodiment of the transformational properties of knowing everything a person shouldn't know. Horrific-looking, aggressive, and wildly protective of their magical charge. Of course, Lovecraft and Skyrim come together under the Daedric Prince Hermaeus Mora, the ruler of Apocrypha and even more a derivative of this work than even the Seekers. Shapeless and cosmically terrifying as he appears in his black void, Hermaeus Mora is surely likened to Yog-Sothoth, an all-knowing deity appearing as a spherical-like void to those that find him. Interestingly, Yog-Sothoth is rumoured to require eternal servitude for his favour, something the Seekers, Lurkers and Ghosts of his Oblivion Plains seem to have taken to with ease. 3. Falmer. If you head on down from the lush wilderness of the northern lands, you will soon stumble across a couple of pokey caves that are home to the Falmer, the disgraced relatives of snow elves pushed underground and enslaved by the Dwemer. Pale, scarred, and sporting large elven ears that give away their ancestry, these creatures are blind from years of eating toxic fungi, turned aggressive on all those that wander into their territory. It's fair to say that the inspiration for subterranean creatures that have survived and adapted to cave life is pretty standard across the board in modern media, with the Falmer seeming to draw their looks from films like The Descent and The Time Machine. The latter in particular is interesting, as the antagonistic Morlocks are an evolved form of the lower class, suffering from eerily similar physical traits and defining heightened senses as their gaming counterpart. As for real-life inspiration, a mysterious underground city that supposedly housed the Chud people was found in Saransk, Russia, where scientists have discovered a multi-tiered establishment where deaf voices could be heard from the depths, as reported by a paranormal news outlet. It's to be taken with a pinch of salt, considering both the source and that CHUD is a beloved horror B-movie featuring cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. But the inspiration that it offers up is a nice touch to the Falmer design and legend, especially when you hear their creepy sounds whilst exploring the caves of Skyrim. 2. Wisp and Wismother. Wisp mothers are the scantily clad figures found nearby roaming wisps, who will always lead you to their vengeful mother should you provoke them with an attack. Whilst wisps seem obviously tied to the legend of the Will of the Wisp, the wisp mothers are far stranger, wielding frost spells and being generally spooky should you stumble across them deep in the wilderness. Will-o'-the-wisps in folklore, then, are ghostly lights that appear in swampy land to lead travellers astray in the dark, often drawing them from the beaten path and to a watery grave should they not be wary at night. Whilst many speculate that they are spirits attempting to lead their victims to water in an attempt to baptise them, science has concluded that the lights are a natural phenomenon caused by organic decay in marshy areas. The in-game counterpart of the Will-o'-the-Wisp stays particularly true to this latter, more benign quality, presenting them as a spectral light that can be followed and interacted with, but packs a punch should you get on the wrong side of their chilled out floating. Their mothers, however, are far less inviting. Taking on the more classic depiction of a ghost to accompany her ghost lights, the Wisp Mother could be a further extension of the Will-o'-the-Wisp legend as heard of in Colombia. There, La Candeleja is the myth of a wisp who used to be a grandmother that was condemned to the afterlife, burning in eternal flames due to raising immoral children, meaning a spirit appears as a shining, ghostly, aggressive beacon. Not dissimilar to Wisp Mothers, though, these are obviously blue and frosty instead. 1. Hagraven. Much more fearsome than your average witch, Hagravens are women that have swapped their humanity in place of power, transforming themselves into half-beings with avian features for the ability to wield badass spells. Can't really blame them, to be honest. Hagravens are enemies to all things natural, hating nature and continually feuding with Spriggans, the embodiment of Mother Nature itself, in an effort to sacrifice them for ritualistic practices. Whilst the appearance of Hagravens feels deftly inspired by harpies from Greek mythology, where the half-woman, half-bird creatures are noted for both their ugliness and wickedness, there is something to be said for the classical interpretations of Lilith. The first wife of Adam in Jewish mythology, Lilith refused to be subservient and was cast out of the Garden of Eden, and has later been argued as a demonic entity that flies on bird's wings and gives night terrors to innocent sleepers. That the Hagravens of Skyrim are revered and worshipped by the Forsworn ties into these religious roots, and their aggressive opposition to the natural could be an extension of Lilith's banishment from the Garden, a haven of creation. In Japanese folklore too, the Hagravens also appear similar to early depictions of Tengus, avian-human hybrids who are seen as demonic and harbingers of war. And that's our list. What other enemies do you want to see in the Monster Manual? Share your thoughts in the comment section below. I've been Ash, and this has been What Culture Gaming. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and always secure your knee armor before venturing into the wild. Thanks for watching.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.